the governor, some time ago, a lot of years going back, only had one ADC, which was from the army, mainly a British, from the British army. But then they said, well, why don't we have honorary ADCs? And I would like to have one from the police.
Thank you so much, Celia. It's just brilliant. Yeah, go on.
They thought that it was good to have one from the police to help, as one from the Gibraltar Regiment and one from the Navy. There used to be a Navy... What was it called? Just a Navy, but Gibraltarians.
Reserve.
Navy reserves here. So he had three honorary ADCs. And I was one of them, right? Others have been there, and now there is one there, a police as well. And I was there, Normally they said that the ADCs were, the honorary ADCs would be with the governor just as an extra help.
What did you have to do to kind of protect him?
Well, no, but being with him and,
yeah,
and knowing that if there was a big party and things like that, I know what... He would like to talk to so-and-so.
We've got to make sure
that he sees everybody that I think that he ought to see. And if you only half an hour, things like that, you know, you used to tell them, we've got to move, sir, and this and the other, and take him here and there so that he could speak to this. And normally to help in whatever there may be. And that was the ADC's part. Now, normally, the ADC's, I was the only one that broke that record. And now probably they're doing it. It was for 2 years. So at the end of the 2 years, everybody would change and new ones. But I was not told to change. So the Army one and the Navy says, have you been told that we're finishing next week, you know? But why not? I don't know. Ask the governor. Anyway, another two were placed, and Navy and Army, but I remain. And at the end of the 2 years, the same thing happened, the other two, and I remain. And I keep on remaining. So I did with the whole time with Val Beck, 4 years with him, four and a half, and four and a half with Grandy. And no, I did like it. I mean, I did meet a lot of people, royalty, everybody. I used to be with them, join them, and it was very nice. It's nice. So I did 9 years as an assistant, well, as an ADC to the governor, which I think that I enjoyed very much.
Absolutely.
I met a lot of
so
people
long.
There. Mm. A lot of people knew me, and the same here as from England. They used to come and they used to call me, hello, Claude, how are you doing? You're still here? Yeah, I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I started as an inspector, and I finished up as a superintendent because I told them, look, am I going to be a commissioner?
And you didn't even
still
mean to be
an
ADC? A policeman in the first place.
They didn't
place,
want to
did
let
you?
Me know.
No.
Go.
When you were humbler than that, when you just started, and it was like 1950s, yeah? Mm-hmm. I mean, what sort of things? I mean, obviously there were still a lot of military servicemen and sailors.
Quite a lot.
So is that what your job was, actually trying to sort them out? Have they got into fights and all sorts of things?
No, not as an ADC. No,
oh,
my
no,
job
no,
was
no,
as
no,
a,
no,
as a
I'm
policeman.
Talking much lower down. Was it in the 50s we're talking about?
Yeah, as a policeman, yeah. We there were here thousands of them. And especially, I mean, they used to misbehave sometimes, because sometimes they used to once start a fight and then everybody joined, and they don't know why they were joining, but they just joined, and there were fights of hundreds of them fighting this and the other. But anyway, we used to get on quite well with them. And the patrol, the Navy patrol and the RAF and the Army as well, the Red Caps as they were called, they did help us quite a lot.
And what did you do? Were they taken to a police cell, or what happened?
Sometime at the beginning, we just take them, arrest them, and take them to to the police station. And depending what they have done, mainly because they have drunk a lot, and we used to just hand them over. We used to call the Naval Patrol and says, "Look, he has done this, 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 and that. you deal with them, and they used to be dealt with them by the captain of the ship. Others, sometimes, if they cause a lot of damage and things like that, then I say, sorry, we'll have to wait until tomorrow, we take them to court in the morning. If the ship, will the ship, no, the ship cannot, because it's got to leave at 8 o'clock in the morning. No, the ship will have to stay. The ship will have to stay until they get it. But many a time, we used to help them quite a lot. They say, all right, look, as soon as we can get somebody to say how much is the damage that they have caused this and the other, the ship will pay the damage and you take them, finish. And things like that. We used to have a very good liaison with the army, the RAF. We used to, at the end of the year, they used to invite me for drinks and this and the other. It was very nice.
What other sort of crime was there? What was there crime in Gibraltar at that time? I mean, do you have to do with anything else?
Crime, there's always crime in Gibraltar. It's not the same as any other place. Probably now you may get more crime because there's a lot of people coming from everywhere that we don't know who they are. But in those days, the crime was very much. It was mainly causing damage and things like that, you know. But it was the crime is not very bad. We had a couple of murders and we managed to solve them and we got arrested. So we got a record for 100%, to try that it happened with so many, and it was a naval chap, a sailor. One occasion that he killed somebody, and there were thousands, but we managed to trace him this and the other, and then we hand them over and they were taken to England and tried there. But
why were they tried here? Because why were they tried in England? Because they were. They'd come off a ship.
No, yeah, but sometimes it's very. We used to try them here. Others, although they tried them here, and if the punishment was so many years, we just transferred them to a prison in England. But
there is a prison.
With so many sailors and army, because here they were practically full up with army and sailors. I mean, they were. Very good, really. Very good. Only a few cases.
Yeah, and somebody told me stories before you were a policeman of the two people who were arrested because they were going to plant a bomb, and the hangman, Pierpoint, arriving in Jamaica.
That was slightly before I joined.
Did you know this story? Because it sounds like an extraordinary story, that he came and nobody would look at him, because it was a very...
Yeah, I know very little. Like perhaps Cecilia knows something more because she is more a historian. She likes to write books like this one. Yes, it did happen, and we managed to get them. But that was before I joined the force.
I'm just saying, Cecilia, about the story about when Pierpoint came to the island to hang the two men.
That was the last hanging we had.
That's right, yeah. And that was.
It was encasements. No, wait a minute. I don't know whether by that time the hanging was actually done in the prison itself. It wasn't public. He came for the two men who had been spies.
What year would that be, roughly?
Probably the look at it there.
Yeah. So during the war?
Early during the
war. And there was this funny thing about that when he came off the boat, nobody would look at him, this hangman. Uh-huh.
If you go up to the Moorish Castle, they're buried there, but they don't... There's a plaque on the wall saying that they're buried there, but it's on the ground and you don't know where, because that is the norm. And it's on the wall, the name of these two. He had a job to do, I suppose, somebody had to do it. What is I find very tragic about the whole thing is, because of his historical aspect to it, is that the actual scaffolding was dismantled where they did the hanging, and they used it to do the roof, the ceiling. They could have kept it. I know it's a bit gory, but they could have kept it as a kind of historical thing. The biggest number of MI5 and MI6, and usually MI6 is in England and they stay there, they were here. The biggest number ever overseas was in Gibraltar, because the Germans had made their way down to the Algeciras. The idea was that they were going to take Gibraltar.
They wanted to get Gibraltar.
Yeah, but
and they were going to be allowed by Spain.
Everybody to get in. But the fact is, and I don't know how much the truth behind this is, but that the Germans were ready to come down with their troops in trains through Spain. And the reason they didn't, because the grid would not take the rail of the and the wheels of the German trains. I mean, take it or leave it.
Such an interesting story.
It is an interesting story that you might come across at Santa Marta in your research, and you might find that there is a lot of truth in it. But apparently the movement of troops wasn't done because of that.
Gosh, I mean, isn't it funny? You think it's something much more complex.
And another thing is this, that the Gibraltar population at the moment is about 28...
We were all evacuated from Gibraltar because of that, because they
28,000 to about... 28,000 to about just over, at the moment, about 34,000, give or take, with people coming in from Spain and all that. There were 28,000 troops here. And this is the reason why everybody who had to be taken out to make space available for the troops.
But
so the schools were taken over and converted, and every available...
So the British really, I mean, they did expect it to be invaded,
oh,
didn't
yeah,
they?
Absolutely.
They really did.
Absolutely.
But what I'm quite interested in as well is that, I mean, one always thinks, you know, actually got a James Bond book with me because I thought it was a good thing to read while I was on Gibraltar. But I just thought, you know, nobody's really told this story of the spying. It's all very secret,
it is a fact that there were the biggest contingent of MI5
were
and
they all
MI6.
In the Rock Hotel? Is that where they were?
Well, most of them did, but a lot of them... Oh, let me see. A lot of them were around absolutely incognito in the sense of like workmen. Because the obvious ones were in the Rock Hotel. And the Spaniards knew it. And it was so easy to keep an eye on Gibraltar from Algeciras. You know, ship movement, aircraft and everything. But because there was so much going on with the German spies, Spanish, British and everything, the best place to meet to discuss these things were in Bothmans and La Linea. Because you go there, you had a drink, you talked to the women, did whatever you want, if you wanted to or not, and it was easy to talk to the next chap that you'd never met before, and they were actually spies.